Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Cheryl Bean joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And then also, I believe her son Kyle is there as well, correct?
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Hello. Good.
How old are you?
11.
Okay, good deal. So 11, what are you, a senior in high school?
Sixth grade.
Sorry. I
Kennedy, roughly how many times have you heard the senior in high school joke now in your life?
It just, yeah.
So Cheryl, tell us about your son and his hockey life.
Well, we're there a lot. We have a lot of games during the weekend and a couple practices a week. It's a lot of fun.
And now you're the team manager for his hockey team, which is the Chelmsford Pee-wee, right?
Yeah.
And you had sent me an email saying that you wanted to do something for Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 Toys. So can you tell everybody what you're doing and why it's important for you?
So the past few years, we've brought toys to the mall to donate for you. But this year, we thought we could hopefully donate a few more. We talked to Chelmsford Youth Hockey and got them to get a family free skate. And we're going to donate toys, and the kids can come and skate and donate toys when they come. And I think it's very important that all kids have toys on Christmas.
Where is the family skate going to happen, and when is it going to happen so we can get all of the people there with all of the toys?
It's going to be at the Chelmsford Forum on Friday, November 28th, 10 to 7, 10.
Well, I just love that you're doing this to help us out, really, and to show the kids how important it is to share with others and to let people know that not everybody's got it like they do, yeah?
Yeah, I agree.
My family was also a hockey family when I was 11, like Kyle is. So I know how much goes into it, how expensive the equipment is, how you're driving all over creation for rink time at 5 a.m. for a game on the weekends. It's a lot. And it's nice that you guys are still taking time to do something for somebody else. Kyle, what position do you play?
Defense.
Oh, defense. Okay.
What'd you play, Dan?
I was a forward, center, right wing.
Oh, yeah.
Assistant captain of the team. No big deal.
Snipes. Just shooting snipes.
Oh, yeah, I could go top shelf, even with my backhand. Then I lost my knees, and now I talk about it while Kyle lives it.
Kyle, what's your favorite thing about playing ice hockey?
The physicality.
He likes to hit people.
Yep.
Oh, is that a code word for
yes,
fight?
Yeah.
Oh, good enough.
Changed the game when they brought checking in for kids. You can finally catch up to those kids who are a lot faster than me.
I see.
Who's your favorite professional player, Kyle?
Two Ks, two points.
There you go.
That's pretty cool. Well, Kyle, we really appreciate what you and your team is doing from Chelmsford Pee Wee. That means a lot to us. We need the help this year. There's going to be a lot of kids without. And that ice time that you put together, the free skate that you put together, that's going to help us collect more toys. And we're super grateful for that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So if you want the information again, you can drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. It's happening November 28th at 6:10 at the Chelmsford Forum. And Cheryl, you and Kyle are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo!
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Kyle.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is always presented by Subaru. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Say hello to Lainey from Melrose.
Hi, Lainey.
Hi. Good morning.
Lainey is in the car with Carl.
Good old Carl.
Tag team back again. They are on the way to work.
All right.
Can you guys please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win $100 to kick her up. 6,376 wins, only 463 losses. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, you sound very far away. What happened to your phone?
Oh, shoot, I don't know. All right. I'm in the car.
We're going to make it work. 32 years ago today in 1993, Mrs. Doubtfire was released. Who starred as Mrs. Doubtfire?
Robin Williams.
All right. The Real Housewives of Atlanta star Candy Burris and her husband Todd Tucker are going their separate ways after 11 years of marriage. Which celebrity is the host and executive producer of The Real Housewives universe?
Andy Cohen.
And question number three. Who voiced the character Elsa in Disney's Frozen?
Idina Menzel.
The Jonas Brothers have made it into the Hall of Fame. Well, their home state's Hall of Fame, anyways. Which state are the Joe Bros from?
I don't know. I'm going to guess Florida.
All right. And question number five. Wicked for Good blasted past the original movie with a $150 million opening weekend. What song ended the first Wicked movie?
Defying Gravity.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was quick. You guys aren't messing around.
Thanks.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Carl's got places to be. They don't have time for dilly-dally.
No worries.
Right.
How do we do?
Lainey and Carl from Melrose, they got 4 out of 5 Woo! Correct.
All right, kids.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
32 years ago today in 1993, Mrs. Doubtfire released... Who starred as Mrs. Doubtfire?
Robin Williams.
Oh, hello!
It was a drive-by fruiting.
1-1, question number 2. The Real Housewives of Atlanta star Candy Burris and her husband are going their separate ways after 11 years. Which celebrity is the host and executive producer of The Real Housewives universe?
Andy Cohen.
That is correct, 2-2. Who voiced the character Elsa in Disney's Frozen?
Elsa is Idina Menzel.
That is correct, 3-3. The Jonas Brothers have made it into the Hall of Fame. Their home state's Hall of Fame, anyways.
All right. Oh.
Which state are the Joe Bros from?
I don't know. Kansas.
It's them, Bon Jovi,
oh,
Bruce
Jersey,
Springsteen.
Isn't it? Dang
Jersey.
It.
They're Jersey trash, Kennedy.
They're just so wholesome. It felt Midwestern to me.
3-3.
Uh-oh.
Which means it got real interesting. Wicked for Good blasted past the original with a $150 million opening weekend. What song ended the first movie?
Oh, Defying Gravity.
You could have hemmed it hot for a little dramatic effect.
Wow, you guys, that was awesome.
4-4. It ends in a tie, which goes to Kennedy because her name is in the game. Unfortunately, we cannot give you Styles money, but we do appreciate you guys calling
we
in on
do.
The way to work.
thank you very much.
Thank you both for listening.
Is there anything you both would like to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
Yeah, I'm Lainey from Melrose, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Awfully quiet back there, Paul.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy. Carson not feeling great this morning, so he stayed at home. Dan and I are here today, and I think we both, your weekend was insane. I'm not even going to try and compare, but basically I was at a mall all weekend.
That's right.
Saturday we were at South Shore Plaza. Sunday we were at North Shore Mall. It was so great to see all of you, honestly.
All of the shores this weekend,
just,
Kennedy.
Honestly, it just brings me the greatest joy. So now we want to know what you guys did. 617-655-1234. All right, Heather from Ashby, how was that 16th birthday party?
Oh, my God. It was a blast. We had a DJ. They had a TV screen with her pictures flashing. We had 16x20 posters of her plastered everywhere that I took of her and her dress. We danced. We had a shoe-changing thing. She danced with her dad. We had two security walk her out, which was her brother, Kaimani, and his best friend, Tyler. It was epic.
I'm so happy to hear it. Please wish her the best from us, okay?
Oh, she's right here. You can wish her all you want.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
Congratulations on making it to 16.
Happy sweet 16.
Thank you.
All right, y'all have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Kennedy, you remember your 16th birthday?
Yes.
What'd you do?
Really nothing. It was kind of a bust. So, like, we had a late 16th birthday party for me because... it was kind of a bust. I got my license, though.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, I had to.
I was probably drunk in the woods somewhere.
All right, Katie from Lynn, did we see you at North Shore Mall?
Your dad.
With Peyton and Alyssa?
Yep.
Hi, Peyton and Alyssa. Long time no talk.
Girl's going to say hi.
Hi.
Well, we just appreciate you coming. It really meant the world to us to see you.
We appreciate you guys.
What was it like meeting Kennedy in person?
Stop it.
Peyton, what do you about meeting Kennedy? You said she was your favorite.
At first I said Carson and Kennedy, but then I switched it to Kennedy because, she's really kind and she's smart. And
oh, no, really. Don't stop. Don't
really
stop.
Over hair.
Oh. It's okay, Peyton. We're used to it. we understand.
Well, we just love you guys so much. It was so great to see you and give you hugs, and we can't wait to see you again next year, okay?
Yes, we'll definitely be back.
All right, bye-bye.
Awesome. It's a tradition now. We'll see you next year. Bye.
Hey, Sarah from Rockland. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am great. So you won something over the weekend?
Yeah, my wife and I went to a local holiday market, and we entered a raffle, and we won three of the little Christmas houses that you display on, the table.
Oh, really?
So we're going to start a little Christmas house collection.
So because you won it now, you must purchase them for the rest of your life? I've done that.
That's how it works. Yep.
I don't make the rules.
You just got to follow them, right?
Well, Sarah, thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Nikki from Boston got wicked this weekend, eh?
Yes, I did.
What happened?
So I hosted a party at my house with my friends to watch the first Wicked movie, and then most of us went to the theater to see the new movie.
And
I went all out, and I did Elphaba cosplay. I started doing my makeup, and once the green went on, I was like, I have to fully commit.
Did you go to the theater in your Elphaba cosplay?
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Oh my gosh. Did everyone dress up?
No, some of my friends sort of did color-coded theme. I made my partner wear all blue to code as Fiero.
Right.
Even though he didn't really know the show. Not all of my friends knew the show, so that was also really fun to watch with them.
So you had half of the people not even knowing about Wicked, and then a woman completely dressed in green.
I love it so much. I love it so much.
Yes. And I also made pink and green cheesecakes, and the pink cheesecake had graham cracker crust and was raspberry, and the green had Oreo crust and was key lime.
I'm glad you were living your best life this weekend.
Seriously. Thank you so much, Nikki. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye, hon. All right, so we are going to find out what Dan did, because when I tell you that, you will need to take a nap. And then we'll find out what you guys did. 617-655-1234. That's next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
It is Carson and Kennedy. Carson not feeling great today, so he's staying home. Dan and I are here, and we're finding out what you guys did over the weekend. Hey, Kevin from Middleton. You've been in Europe?
I have been. We just got home last night about 8:15. Not going to lie, I'm a little jet-lagged as I'm driving to work.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
So we went to Munich and to Prague, Budapest, Vienna,
lovely,
Salzburg.
Beautiful.
And then we concluded it with the Sound of Music sing-along bus tour.
Love it.
Wunderschön. I'm so glad.
Kennedy, how much German do you remember from your time over there?
Ein bisschen.
Oh. Very impressive. Christmas markets were beautiful. Apple strudel, the Wiener Schnitzel.
Yes, a little Glühwein.
Architecture. Yes.
All of the German beer, whatever you can do.
All of it.
Kevin, that sounds awesome.
It was really great. It was my wife's bucket list, and we checked off a whole bunch of things on that bucket list. The Sound of Music bus tour truly was her ultimate list, and seeing, the gazebo where they did I Am 16 going on 17 and learning some behind the scenes stuff, like Christopher Plummer didn't sing at all in that movie was something, and another thing which was interesting is when he rips the flag, they had put a slight tear in it. So if you watch the movie, he keeps turning the flag around until he finds the rip so he can rip it easily.
Kevin, that is so cool. I'm so glad you guys had fun, and have a great week, and I hope you get back on time.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Kevin.
Have a great week.
I'm glad your hills are alive with the Sound of Music.
Good one, Dan.
Thank you. I'll be Heather home until Wednesday.
Heather from Tingsboro also had a wicked weekend. Let's hear all about it.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi.
Hi. Mom and I went to see Wicked on Friday, and it was amazing, and I bawled my eyes out, and it's fine. And then Saturday morning, me and three of my friends, we met at 7 a.m. and we drove down to New York City, and we went to Bryant Park and hung out there for a little bit. And then we went and saw Ragtime at the Lincoln Center. And oh my God.
How was it?
Unbelievable. Oh my God. Kennedy, Joshua Henry, we just probably saw him win the Tony. He was unbelievable. I'll eat my words. Yeah, go see it. It was so amazing and poignant for right what's happened. It just was unbelievable.
Well, thank you, Heather. Have a wonderful day. Yeah. All right, bye-bye.
You guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, Becca from Hull. First Ink, baby. Let's go.
Yeah.
Where'd you go? What'd you get?
So I went to a place. It's a new place in Hull called Sully's.
Okay.
And she was awesome. And I got a sparrow with my two kids' birth flowers. So a daisy and a lily of the valley. So it's a sparrow kind of holding those two flowers.
I have two sparrows and I have two lilies of the valleys on me.
Yep, no way.
I do. It's my favorite flower from when I was a young person. So
where did you get it and did it hurt?
So I got it on my forearm, on my inner forearm. And it did not hurt as much as I thought it was going to. Mm-mm. At first I was like, oh, that's it. And then when she got to the thicker part, I all I really did was just cringe. I didn't really
It's not as
I
bad
wasn't like, you need to stop. So
no, it's part of the process. Awesome. So now that you have one, you want all of them, right?
I mean, yeah. Except I think I'm too cheap. So my son paid for this one. This is my Christmas gift for my son.
Oh, I love
it. Which is awesome. But now I'm like, oh, if I get more, I'm going to have to pay for them.
You are indeed. Welcome to the club, Becca.
Now. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Not me. I would be a baby. You start stabbing me with needles.
Nah, you're a bad man.
No, thank you.
Aaron from Millis, are you there? You started your holiday season crafting?
I did.
What did we craft?
I crafted, this year was a new medium for me, but I crafted clay moose ornaments.
Moose?
Moose, yeah. Okay. Christmas moose.
Do you give them to friends, family? What happens?
I do. I give them to friends, family, coworkers. The list kind of grows every year, so I'm up to like 48,
but
I make about 60 just in case. Yeah,
that's a lot of moose.
Long time.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a labor of love. That's
so
a lot of moose.
So people look forward to it every year. They want to be on your list.
They do. It's a tradition. I give them to all my nieces and nephews, so now they have probably enough to hang them on their own tree. So some of them are in their 20s, so it's year 14, so it gets harder and harder every year to one-up myself.
Well, I love this. Thank you for sharing that. That's such an interesting tradition. I would love to try it.
Yeah, of course.
All right, Erin, have a good one.
It's fun.
Bye.
Thank you so much. You too.
Daniel?
Yes.
What was your weekend like? Because, I mean, when you left out of here Friday, I was scared for you.
It was great. I'm tired today, but it was a lot
of
fun. Friday, we went up to Londonderry, New Hampshire to meet with some of our friends. We went out to Hibachi.
Oh, do love
onion
it.
Onion volcanoes. Throwing zucchini in your mouth.
Makes you feel better than an onion volcano.
Hibachis are just fun.
Yep.
It's just a good time.
It's just a good time.
And after that, we went back to our friend's house, and Kaylee was asked to be a bridesmaid in their upcoming wedding.
So that's nice.
That was really sweet. We hung out with them. We got home at like 1 a.m.
Why you don't just stay there, man?
Because she had a nail appointment at like 8 the next morning. It's an hour drive.
Yes.
And then Saturday, 11 to 1, South Shore Plaza, collecting toys.
And then
after South Shore Plaza, we had a one-year-old birthday party from 3 to 6.
And then
after 6, we went up to Maroon 5 for the concert at the Garden.
And then
we went home.
And then
Sunday, we were at the North Shore Mall. From 12 to 2.
And
I went home and slept
much afterwards. All right. Well, thank you guys for sharing your lives with us. We do enjoy it very much. And it makes us feel better that somebody's going out and doing stuff.
Doing cool stuff that we are not. I'm not getting sparrow tattoos. That's for sure.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup,
no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. You can learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's where I would go if I were you. Kennedy, say hi to Kate from Nashua.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kennedy.
Kate is a nurse on her way to work.
Oh, bless you for what you do, friend.
Doing the Lord's work.
Thank you.
Kate, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you a grand. That is 10 crispy Benjamin Franklins, if my math is mathing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. Beyonce made a surprise appearance at the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix this weekend. Who starred in the movie F1 that came out in June?
F1. I don't know, so I'm going to say Tom Cruise.
All right. Not a bad guess. 10 years ago today, Adele's album 25 broke NSYNC's single week sales record. And that record stood for a decade until it was beaten last month with the release of which album?
The album by Adele.
Excuse me?
Was the album by Adele? I couldn't understand the question. I'm sorry.
Adele's album 25 broke NSYNC's single week sales record 10 years ago today. And that record stood for a decade until it was beaten last month. When which album beat it?
Life of a Showgirl. I don't know.
And question number three. 34 years ago today in 1991, the legendary Freddie Mercury passed away. Finish this line from We Are the Champions.
And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share.
And I couldn't lose.
And question number four. 4 years ago today in 2021, Encanto was released. It went on to win a Best Song Grammy for this song from the movie that also reached number one in the entire country. Can you name that song?
The Family Madrigal?
And question number five. Kate Beckinsale debuted a new tattoo honoring her late mother. Beckinsale played a vampire warrior named Celine in which movie franchise? That has five installments.
Goodness. I don't know. What a sooch.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Kennedy! Kate, what is the most rewarding thing about being a nurse?
Helping people who do really need it.
What is the hardest thing?
Trying to help people who won't accept the help.
I bet. Oh, my God.
I bet. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Kate from Nashua said, oh my God, what a sooch. And she is 100% correct.
Oh!
1 out of 5.
All right.
Kennedy, are you ready?
I love it.
Beyonce made a surprise appearance at Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix this weekend. Who starred in the movie F1 that came out in June?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is correct. 1-0. 10 years ago today, Adele's album 25 broke NSYNC's single week sales record. And that record stood for a decade until it was beaten last month when which album came out?
Life of a Showgirl.
That is correct. 2-1. 34 years ago today in 1991, the legendary Freddie Mercury passed away. Finish this line from We Are the Champions.
And bad mistakes, I've made a few.
Ooh,
but I've come through.
Oh, dang. That was way off.
Then we go on and on and on. 2-1. Question number four. 4 years ago today in 2021, Encanto was released, and parents are still watching it every day with their kids. It went on to win a Best Song Grammy for this song from the movie that also reached number one in the entire country. What is the song?
We don't talk about Bruno, no, no.
Extra point for delivery. 3-1. Question number 5. Kate Beckinsale debuted a new tattoo honoring her late mother. Beckinsale played a vampire warrior named Celine in which movie franchise that has 5 installments?
Underworld?
That is correct.
Woo!
The Rise of the Lycans.
Those are good movies.
I liked them a lot.
I do like them a bunch.
4-1. Kennedy gets the dub. I am sorry, Kate. We cannot give you $1,000 on your way to help people as a nurse.
How dare we?
I know.
That's okay.
We are awful.
What's harder, helping people who don't want to accept it or beating Kennedy? What do you want to say?
Kate.
What do you want to say to
I'm
Kennedy?
I'm Kate from Nashua. I'm Kate from Nashua. Kate B. Kennedy.
Yeah.
All right, bye. We'll let you go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson, feeling a little under the weather today, so Dan and I are here. And again, thanks to everybody who came out and who has been supporting Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 Toys that we have been doing for 14 years now. We have enabled 132,000 toys to go into the hands of kids who needed them.
It's incredible.
And it's all because of you. You know, we just sort of stand there at a Simon Mall. You are the ones who come to us, and you are the ones that bring us toys, and you are the ones whose kids save things from their birthday parties or save their money from making bracelets or whatever it is that they're doing to help other kids. And that is the best part of it, I think, watching people pay it forward.
Yeah. We had a big weekend toy-wise, too.
It was a big weekend.
Tons of people came out, and I got to talk to a lot of people and their lovely children.
Yes, Dan.
And this first clip is going to be 2 5-year-old twins.
Yes.
Mitchell and James. Hi, what are your names?
Mitchell, James.
And how old are you guys?
5. 5.
5, you're the same age. Are you guys brothers?
Uh-huh.
Are you guys twins?
Uh-huh.
What is the best part about being a twin?
Because we are the same height.
What do you think the best part about being a twin is?
Because we get to spend our time together and play together.
What do you guys think the hardest part about being a twin is?
The hardest part is that we didn't learn to sit up on a bike.
Okay, the bike. Gotcha.
But we can sit, but we don't know how to, like, sit upper.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
So I hear you guys started kindergarten this year. How's that been going?
Good.
Yeah? Are you guys in the same class?
Yes.
Which one of you guys gets in trouble more in class?
Me.
You? How come?
I don't know.
I hear that you have a wiggly tooth.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever lost a tooth before?
No. I get a dollar from the tooth fairy.
What about you? Have you ever lost a tooth?
Yeah.
Missing a front one right now.
That's my first one.
It's been gone for a long time, hasn't it?
Did the tooth fairy come?
No. Because I lost it when I was 2.
Oh. And the tooth fairy comes later?
Yeah, when the tooth fall out, he's going to get a dollar, and I'm going to get a dollar.
Wow. How'd you lose it?
I bumped this tooth on the chair. And that's how I fell out.
It was a tussle over a toy.
A tussle? Oh, so they were a little fight?
A little tussle over a toy.
Speaking of toys, you guys really helped us by bringing toys for kids this year.
Huh? This is my wiggly tooth.
Whoa! Can you wiggle it right now? Whoa! Do you want Carson to just pull it out and get it over with?
Yes. I got a pair of pliers in my
tooth. All right.
Thank you guys so much for coming and helping kids.
Bye.
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 Good job.
They come year after year, and they are the most adorable kids.
I was like, you guys really helped us with toys. I was like, I don't care. Look at my wiggly
tooth. Look at my tooth. That's way more
exciting. Stay on topic, producer man.
Thank you. That means money for me, sir.
And this next person we're going to talk to, this is Jenna.
Okay.
Jenna is 12, and she did something pretty special to get toys. Hi, what's your name?
Jenna.
Jenna, how old are you?
12.
12. And what did you just do?
I saved $300 for toys.
You bought us $300 worth of toys?
Yeah.
Of your own money?
Yeah.
Did you steal it?
No.
No. How'd you get it?
Dog sitting.
So you dog sat in your free time just to buy us toys?
Yeah.
How come?
because some people don't get toys for Christmas.
Yeah.
And you wanted to make sure that more kids got toys for the holidays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom helped.
Yeah.
You must be a very proud mom.
I am. I'm proud. I'm very proud. We always try to give back, and this is our tzedakah. We are a Jewish family, and we want to make everybody's holiday a brighter time. It's one of our favorite parts about this time of year. It's kind of the time of year when everybody kind of helps each other. We wish it was like that all year long.
Right.
But this is the time of year everybody comes together, and we just want to make things better for everyone.
Thank you guys so much. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Bye.
How sweet is that?
That's fantastic.
$300 of toys from her dog sitting
money.
And
I just learned what tzedakah means, and that is a wonderful thing. I love it.
And now this final piece of audio is, I had to play it.
What you got?
We got visited by the entire Malden Catholic cheer team.
When I tell you.
I mean, they rolled like 30 deep with Tupperware boxes of toys.
So many toys. And Dressed to Kill, bows in the hair. And then they created something just for us.
On the spot.
It was amazing.
We got a special Carson Kennedy
cheer. Let's go!
All right, girls, you ready? Set, go.
5, 6, 7, 8. Carson and Kennedy, 10,000 toys for girls and boys. Carson and Kennedy, 10,000 toys for girls and boys. Carson and Kennedy, 10,000 toys for girls and boys.
Yeah!
Ten out of ten from the judges.
Seriously,
no
notes. That was so cool. It was so cool to have them there, and I hope they won the game. They were playing against, I can't remember.
King Philip.
That's it.
I don't think they did.
And I just want to say a special thank you to every person who brought Carson Doritos, because that made Dan's day like you would not believe.
I almost forgot. That was so funny.
Yeah, those of you that rolled up with the Doritos, 10 out of 10. No notes.
You got so many.
Thank
and other
you.
People were like, I was going to bring you Doritos, but we don't reward thieves.
Seriously, in her face, that gal, she brought you a gift and me a gift and said, you get nothing because you're a thief. It was unreal. Anyway, we love you guys. We can't wait to
fun.
See you again. We're going to take this weekend off so that we can spend time with our families for the Thanksgiving holidays. And then we'll be back at it the next weekend on the 6th, Pheasant Lane Mall from 11 to 1. And then on the 7th, which is a Sunday from 12 to 2, it'll be North Shore versus South Shore as we do every single year.
It is the battle.
And you can always donate online at mix1041.com. So thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Well, Wicked for Good won the box office this weekend. It raked in $150 million domestically, making it the biggest opening weekend for a Broadway adaptation. The Act Two of the musical is also the second biggest opening of the year behind a Minecraft movie. On top of that, it brought in $76 million overseas for a global total of $226 million in its opening weekend. So that is the biggest overseas and global opening for a stage musical adaptation. Which means it got even more than the first one.
I mean, I haven't seen it yet. Have you?
No. No, a lot of people are like, considering that perhaps it could have all been one movie, you know, because Act Two is so much darker than Act One in the musical and in the book and stuff. So if you're not like familiar with that vibe, like we go from bright and shiny, everything's glorious, to literal civil war.
Spoiler alert.
You know what I mean? So I think some people were like, it wasn't as happy, right?
Right.
But we all kind of know how it ends. So either way, congratulations to them.
The movie's a powerhouse.
Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo officially hanging up the broomsticks and bubbles. Some heartfelt Instagram posts. Ariana saying, thank you, my sweet Glinda, for everything. I will love you always. Cynthia said, I could write you an essay, a poem, a Shakespearean prose before saying the words are not enough. Take my hand and walk with me to the end of this paved road with gold, and hopefully the things I found you might find too. Are you going this week?
I don't know. Thanksgiving week's kind of crazy.
I know.
I'm going to see it soon, though, for
maybe,
sure.
Maybe like in the afternoon, I was thinking.
That's a good thing about our schedule. We can go see like 11:30 matinee when it's just us and elderly people.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's Donald, a dream.
Donald Glover revealed he was forced to cancel his Childish Gambino New World Tour dates last year after suffering a stroke. He recalled his performing in Louisiana at a tour stop with very bad pain. Here's what he had to say.
So when we went to Houston, I went to the hospital, and the doctor was like, you had a stroke. And the first thing I thought was like, oh, like, here I am still copying Jamie Foxx. Now, everybody has two lives. And the second life starts when you realize you have one. You got one life, guys.
I wasn't expecting the Jamie Foxx joke. That was good.
It was good. He said he had, they found a hole in his heart. He underwent multiple surgeries.
Oh, my God.
And he's just like saying, living is a blessing. And if we have to do this again, it can only get better. So wishing
he's
him
so
all the best.
He's so young for all of, like, a stroke.
I know.
You just never know what could happen.
Me. I swear, yes. And I have some tea on the Keith Urban-Nicole Kidman split.
Talk to me.
Well, so let's see. They filed for divorce in September, I believe. And there's a guy out there named Dale Whiteside. And apparently he looks a lot like Keith Urban. So he gets mistaken for him a lot of times. Like when he goes to a lot of his concerts and people are walking around, people think it's him. He just looks like him a lot. And so when he got to meet him not too long ago, he kind of discussed that. He said he told Keith that he had been mistaken for the singer at a music festival. However, he realized the mistake when they saw that this kid, Dale, wasn't wearing a wedding ring. That's how they can always tell them apart. That Keith is wearing a wedding ring and this kid isn't. So they took a photo together. And then Dale says that Keith told him, next time it'll probably just be the tattoos that are different. And this was before the divorce got announced.
Oh, wow.
So he let it spill early. Like the guy didn't know what he was talking about at the time. And now he's like, oh.
It's got to be weird when your doppelganger, who you get mistaken for all the time, starts getting bad press. And you're like, what are you doing to the both of us? Tighten up. I can't be out here getting dirty looks.
So that's pretty interesting stuff. And that is what I got, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't be.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no. Stop, game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hello to Leanne from Rentham.
Hi, Leanne.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Leanne is currently sitting in traffic on 495, so she could be better.
I am so sorry.
Hey, this, you know, the past 5 days have been amazing, so this is the only semi-negative thing that's happened, so
Too
bad.
Love to hear.
Traffic is good for us. It's job security. It's fucking car listening to us. Leanne, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and we are going to give you $100. She is now sequestered away in that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Hilary Duff is back making music, and she just announced a full-length album called Luck or Something that will be out in February. Which TV show brought Hilary Duff to fame?
Lizzie McGuire.
Question number two. Which movie features the line, "I'm the king of the world"? Which movie is that?
Titanic.
And question number three. The three movies Eddie Murphy regrets turning down are Ghostbusters, Rush Hour, and Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Which actor starred opposite Jackie Chan in Rush Hour?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, question number four. Beyonce made a surprise appearance at the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix this weekend. Jay-Z was also there with her. Can you name the 2016 album Beyonce released that had strong themes about Jay-Z's infidelity?
All I can think of is Lemonade. I don't think that's
well, that's sense. A good thing to think. She roasted him for that entire album. Question number five. David Harbour was spotted with the same mistress he was caught cheating on his ex-wife Lily Allen with. Harbour has a main role in the upcoming final season of Stranger Things. Who's he play?
Oh, I should know this. Nope, don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
And Leanne, I understand that you came and brought us toys this weekend.
I did on Saturday. I'm the one that called Carson a thief.
Oh my God, are you really? That's insane. Yes. I just mentioned that. That's so funny.
That's why I tried to call. I can't believe I got through.
Neither can I.
I'm not sure what I appreciate more. Are you giving us tours or are you calling out Carson?
Probably the second.
So my daughter and I went to NoahCon Thursday night. I saw you guys Saturday. I got to call Carson a thief. And now I get to play Can't Beat Kennedy.
What a time to be alive.
It's all coming up Leanne, really.
All of it.
It is.
Speaking of Leanne Kennedy.
Year of me.
Yeah.
She got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend. Well done.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. Hilary Duff is back making music, and she just announced a full-length album called Luck or Something that'll be out in February. What TV show brought Hilary Duff to fame?
Lizzie McGuire.
That is correct, 1-1. Which movie features the line, "I'm king of the world"?
Titanic.
2-2. The three movies Eddie Murphy regrets turning down the most are Ghostbusters, Rush Hour, and Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh.
Which actor starred opposite Jackie Chan in Rush Hour?
Chris Tucker.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? 3-2 for Kennedy. Question number four. Beyonce made a surprise appearance at the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix this weekend, and Jay-Z was there alongside her. Can you name the 2016 album Beyonce released that had strong themes about Jay-Z's infidelity?
Lemonade?
Lemonade is correct. Becky with the good hair. Oh. 4-3. Question number five. David Harbour was spotted with the same mistress he was caught cheating on his ex-wife Lily Allen with. They left a spa together.
Dude.
Harbour has a main role in the upcoming final season of Stranger Things. Who does he play?
Hopper.
I'll give it to you. Jim Hopper. Woo! Sheriff Hopper.
I knew that.
You should have said it. That
Kennedy.
Helps.
All good.
5-3. Kennedy gets the dub. But it's all still coming up, Leanne, as far as I'm concerned.
We appreciate you so much.
Is there
I appreciate you guys.
Is there anything you would like to say to Kennedy?
I'm Leanne from Rentham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Wah, wah. Wah, wah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. You can visit SubaruofNewEngland.com for more details. Kennedy, say hello to Robin from Concord.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, how are you? How are you?
I am living the dream. How are you?
Awesome. Great, great.
Robin just pulled into Market shopping. Basket.
Oh, what's going to be a good day?
$1,000 would cover your whole Thanksgiving on Mix, I would imagine.
And then some.
All right, can you please kick Kennedy out of the studio? We'll get this started.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than our girl, and you win $1,000. That would be a very good start to your day. Are you ready?
Sure would. Yes.
Question number one. The first trailer for The Hunger Games: Sunrise on the Reaping just dropped online. Who played the lead role of Katniss Everdeen in the original Hunger Games movies?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jamie Lee Curtis celebrated a birthday over the weekend. She just starred in a sequel to which movie opposite Lindsay Lohan this year?
Freaky Friday.
HBO has renewed the Game of Thrones prequels, House of the Dragon and A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. Knight of the Seven Kingdoms got renewed and hasn't even come out yet. Who is the author behind all of the Game of Thrones universe?
I have no idea.
All right, that makes it quick. Question number four. Praz Michael from the Fugees was sentenced to 14 years in prison for his involvement in a billion-dollar Malaysian money laundering and foreign influence scheme. I don't even know how one gets wrapped up in a billion-dollar Malaysian money laundering scheme. But can you name the female rapper that was in the Fugees with him?
Lauryn Hill.
And question number five, rumors are swirling around the internet that Haley Steinfeld was maybe trying to hide a pregnancy at the 2025 Governor Awards. Haley Steinfeld is married to the reigning NFL MVP. What is his name?
Josh Allen. We're big Buffalo fans.
I guess nobody's perfect. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Are you guys from Buffalo, or did you make that bad decision long distance?
My husband's from upstate New York.
Bills fans are crazy. Yeah. I love the Bills Mafia.
Absolutely.
Yep. Just go jumping through flying tables and tailgates. You got to love it.
100%.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi. How'd we do?
Robin from Concord got 4 out of 5. Woo! Correct.
All right.
Smells like money in here.
Coming in hot.
Are you ready?
Woo! I think so.
The first trailer for The Hunger Games: Sunrise on the Reaping dropped online. Who played the lead role of Katniss Everdeen in the original Hunger Games movies?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Scared me for a second.
I scared me.
1-1. Jamie Lee Curtis celebrated a birthday over the weekend. She just starred in a sequel to which movie opposite Lindsay Lohan?
Freaky Friday.
That is correct. Ooh, that was a weird ding.
That's a weird ding.
Let's try that again. That's better. This system sometimes, man. Question number three. HBO has renewed the Game of Thrones prequels House of the Dragon and A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. Knight of the Seven Kingdoms got renewed before they even aired a single episode.
I was going to say, is that a show?
Who is the author behind all of the Game of Thrones universe?
George R.R. Martin.
That is correct. 3-2. That's sigh.
We're not done yet, Robin.
3-2. Question number four. Praz Michael from the Fugees was sentenced to 14 years in prison for his involvement in a billion-dollar Malaysian money laundering and foreign influence scheme. That is hard to say. Can you name the female rapper who was in the Fugees with him?
Lauryn Hill.
Yes. 4-3. Question number five. Rumors are swirling around the internet that Haley Steinfeld was maybe trying to hide a pregnancy at the 2025 Governor Awards. Haley Steinfeld is married to the reigning NFL MVP. What is his name?
Josh Allen?
Look at you. Are you a Bills fan too?
No, I just am a Haley Steinfeld fan.
She was great in Sinners. 5-4. Kennedy gets the win. You're going to have to buy all your Thanksgiving groceries at Market Basket yourself.
I'm sorry.
Darn.
But we
My
do...
kids will be proud of me.
Yeah, you did fantastic. And we appreciate you calling in and hanging out with us for a little bit. What would you like to say to Kennedy? Yeah.
Well, I'm Robin from Concord, and I can't be Kennedy.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.